Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so the Missoulian had a report. What was this, Friday? I don't know if it was out Friday morning or if they published it later Friday afternoon. But the Missoulian has a report with the Kalispell Warming Shelter, with the homeless shelter in Kalispell shutting down. The Missoulian is saying that they anticipate a few of those folks heading to Missoula instead. Now, you might remember the reason why the city of Kalispell basically revoked the permit for that warming center is because you had all sorts of problems. You had the criminal element that ended up, moving in. You had people, defecating and sleeping on the steps of local businesses, local homes. You had people feeling threatened and intimidated. And then you had violence taking place in the area. And so, of course, the city then revoked the permit for that warming center. And now the Missoulian is saying that those folks are going to move to Missoula to take advantage of all of the homeless programs that the city of Missoula has for them. What do you think of that, Kalispell? We got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Speaking of Kalispell, Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist, what a great write-up. Let's see, was this in the Daily Interlake or was it in the Flathead Beacon? But she has, I think, one of the best 2024 election summaries that I've seen yet. She asks this question: are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Commissioner Holmquist writes, under the Biden-Harris administration, with the help of Senator John Tester, we are experiencing high inflation, open borders, a fentanyl crisis, letting boys compete in girls' sports, allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms, woke agendas, a broken justice system, an attack on our baseload energy resources, stricter gun control, wars abroad, late-term abortions, and our own government providing more to illegal immigrants than to the citizens of the United States. Flathead County Commissioner Pam Holmquist added that the Harris-Walz administration would continue these failed policies. We must stop this insanity and vote for former President Donald Trump. She also said that's why she is supporting Tim Sheehy for the United States Senate. And she says President Trump will also need the help of Congressman Ryan Zinke in the Western Congressional District. And when it comes to the in-state races, she talked about reelecting Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. She says, don't be fooled. Ryan Bussey supports gun control, shutting down our baseload energy, open borders, and all the other woke agendas of the Biden administration. She says, don't forget about the Montana Supreme Court candidates. Just remember to vote for the two sons, Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson. Last but not least, when it comes to the three initiatives on the ballot, vote no on CI 126, 127, and 128. Just say no to every single one of them. Great write-up by Commissioner Holmquist.
Securing America.
In a scathing new report, the DHS Inspector General warns three agencies may be inadvertently increasing national security risks. The IG writes, under current processes, CBP and ICE cannot ensure they are keeping high-risk non-citizens without identification from entering the country. Additionally, TSA cannot ensure its vetting and screening procedures prevent high-risk non-citizens who may pose a threat to the flying public from boarding domestic flights. The report also states CBP and ICE accept self-reported biographical information used to issue immigration forms that allow non-citizens to fly domestically. DHS is pushing back, saying the Inspector General's report contains inaccurate statements, lacks important context, and is misleading. In Washington, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Some prominent Democrats in the House of Representatives are pressing social media giants to crack down on what they argue is misinformation and disinformation. Former Secretary of State John Kerry said recently, American freedom of speech is a major hurdle in combating, quote, disinformation.
Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what you need, what we need is to win the ground.
Governor Tim Walz suggested hate or inflammatory speech is not protected by the First Amendment. George Washington University law professor and Fox News contributor Jonathan Turley expressed this concern.
We are living through the most dangerous anti-free speech period in our history. That's largely due to this alliance, which is unprecedented, of government, media, academia, and corporations.
With Fox on Tech, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
President Trump makes a triumphant return to Butler, Pennsylvania. Hey, we got a lot to talk about here on this Monday morning, but I want to jump right into your phone calls. First, this from President Trump.
Tonight, I return to Butler in the aftermath of tragedy and heartache to deliver a simple message to the people of Pennsylvania and to the people of America. Our movement to make America great again stands stronger, prouder, more united, more determined, and nearer to victory than ever before. We're going to make America great again. Going to win the election.
All right, there you go. That was President Trump back in Butler, Pennsylvania, the site where he survived that first assassination attempt earlier this summer. And one of the highlights, I thought, from that Pennsylvania rally that stood out to me was for those of you who were at the Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana, you remember when President Trump talked about that, about surviving that assassination attempt, and then he pulled up that very chart. He calls it his favorite chart. He brought that chart back up in Butler, Pennsylvania over the weekend once again, and he said, as I was saying, because you remember that's the chart he turned ever so slightly to look at, and if he hadn't turned ever so slightly, that assassin's bullet may have taken him out. Anyway, let's get into your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. Kevin in Billings, first up on the phone lines. Kevin, what's going on?
Well, Aaron, it's great to be with you on the radio, as always. I was reading the New American Magazine this weekend. In their latest edition, they had something that I didn't know about, and I don't know if you know about this either. Apparently, ballot initiatives were not a thing until 1889 when South Dakota had a ballot initiative. And this article was talking about how there wasn't a need for ballot initiatives, and it was a way to bypass state legislatures. But then it got into something really interesting here. It talked about, and it mentioned Montana specifically, Montana, New Jersey, South Carolina apportioned one state senate per county. Now, this is back before the Supreme Court ruling in the 1960s that said senators and legislatures had to be based on population. So before that, these states that I just mentioned, based it on one senate per county, and then I would assume that the rest of the representatives were based on population. But states such as Alabama, Ohio, required that at least one representative per county was elected, and then the rest of the seats were based on population. And then California and Texas apportioned senates roughly on population, but required more than one senate per county. I thought that was very interesting. We complained about the Californians taking over. You think if we went back to this method, it would strengthen things? Because then the article talked about election commissioners and how they are unconstitutional. What's your view on that subject?
Yes, you know, it's interesting because at the federal level, we obviously have two senators per state, with the idea being that the House of Representatives is based on population. And so the greater your population, the more representation you will have in the House. But then in the Senate, for checks and balances to protect more rural states like Montana, for example, every state gets two senators. But when you look at our legislature right now, that same concept does not apply. And it's even more concerning when you have this Democrat gerrymandered redistricting process that we're operating under right now, where the Democrats effectively they chopped up these legislative districts kind of like a pizza, where and they did it specifically to where, let's say, if you lived in the University District in Bozeman, They start that district there, and then they take that pizza slice and drew that district all the way out. I'm going off of memory here. Dan Stusik could fill me in. He was one of the Republicans on the redistricting commission, and then they pizza slice that district all the way out past Livingston, specifically to try to erode Republican voters and to water down the Republican votes and to water down the rural voice. I think when it comes to how our Supreme Court elections are done, it's even more concerning because, you know, that's why you effectively have this I-15 corridor court. And I think it'd be great to have more rural representation in particular on our Montana Supreme Court. Kevin, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let me see. Who do we got next on the phone lines? Lee in Kalispell. Lee, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hi, Aaron. I would deal with election fraud. Now, we've been trying to do it to Republicans quite a few elections, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Democrats actually doing it to themselves. Now, during the primaries, Biden's name was on it. And to everybody who voted for him, when he quit, or they forced him to quit, they made their votes null and void. Now, during the convention, they got together as a legion. Politicians got together and decided that Kamala Harris was going to be the president, or their candidate. Now, I got a question for the people out there, the Democrats.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I thought we were going to sneak it on before we hit the hard break here. Lee, save that one question for right after the break. We'll come back to you, and then we got more callers on the phone lines as well.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Lawmakers recently bestowed their highest honor on a group of black female scientists and mathematicians known as NASA's Hidden Figures. They received the plaudits for their contributions to space exploration. Katherine Johnson, Mary Jackson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Christine Darden received the distinction for helping develop the space program during the space race. While working at a segregated apartment at NASA's Langley Research Center, the four women were known as human computers for their mathematical abilities. They calculated projections for key projects, including the 1969 Apollo 11 mission, which allowed the U.S. to first land on the moon. Johnson also played a key role in helping astronaut and future Democratic Ohio Senator John Glenn become the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962. Glenn didn't trust orbital calculations done by a computer, so he requested that Johnson run the computations by hand. The book Hidden Figures and movie chronicled the women's experiences and the discrimination they overcame. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Many people think this year's election might come down to one state, Pennsylvania. That makes its nickname, the Keystone State, even more fun. Pennsylvania could be the final piece, the keystone, that secures victory for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Our latest Fox News Pennsylvania survey shows the race tied among likely voters, 49% each. Here's how that happens. More Pennsylvanians trust Trump to handle immigration by nearly 20 points. More trust Harris on the issue of abortion by the same margin. And while Trump leads on handling the economy, Harris is equally seen as better on helping the middle class. Neither candidate has a clear advantage when voters are asked who would bring needed change. Plus, while fracking is an important issue in Pennsylvania, that doesn't necessarily make it decisive. Among those favoring fracking, one-third support Harris, while two-thirds back Trump. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Look, we've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana. And you're seeing what the TV stations are putting out. You already saw what the major newspapers are putting out. A bunch of fake news media that's just propping up liberal Senator John Tester and doing whatever they can to be biased against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Here's the deal. Facebook doesn't want you to see the truth. Google doesn't want you to see the truth. If you want to get our Montana Talks content that we're delivering, download the app on your smartphone.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's a funny line there from Lee in Kalispell. The Democrats committed election fraud against themselves when they installed Kamala Harris as their presidential candidate without even a primary election. In fact, in defiance of their own primary election where folks voted for Joe Biden to be the Democrat nominee. Lee, you said you had one question for our listeners. What's that one question?
Yeah, this deals with Democrats, any Democrats or independents who think about voting for, might be listening and thinking about voting for Harris. My question being that if Biden hadn't been on the primary, would she have been your candidate to run for president?
That's a really good question. Now asking that question today, I'm sure they would virtue signal and say, oh, yeah, we would have voted for her for sure. But I think your question is very on point, because you remember, look at the way she was being treated by the media. Even the liberal media was basically painting her in a very negative light. They were painting her in a more accurate light. Until it became clear that they needed to kick Joe Biden to the curb and she was their only option. Now they had to do a total reversal and paint her in this phony light, paint her in the most positive light possible. But that's exactly why they did not want to have a democratic process. These people who shriek and shrill about democracy did not want to have actual democratic elections to pick their presidential candidate. because they were afraid that chaos would all out ensue. And so the whole thing was just absolutely orchestrated, especially after Joe Biden, you know, totally melted down on that debate stage. Great question, Lee. Thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Tim in Billings next up. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
I am extremely concerned about the future of our Constitution and particularly our First Amendment, because while they're not in any political offices, there's people who have a lot of influence, a lot of power. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, just to name two, that are just deriding the First Amendment, saying it's a challenge and it makes things harder for them. Well, God dang it, it's supposed to make them hard for you tyrants to silence us. That's what it's for. And Hillary Clinton said that if they lose control of the Internet and there's free speech on the Internet, they'll lose control, which that is the point. The people have control, not you and your oligarchs and your elites and your fancy little dictators and tyrants that want to pronounce around the globe and tell the rest of us what to do. It's our country, not hers, not John Kerry's, not the Klaus Schwab's or George Soros or Bill Gates or any of those jerks. You know, people need to realize if they don't stand up right now for our First Amendment, which is going to then erode every other right that we have, you may as well just throw in the towel now. You know, put on the collar, go out and start hoeing beets or cutting grass or do whatever you want by hand, whatever they tell you to do, find some laborious job that you hate, and that's what they'll do with you. And the idiot leftists that support these people, you're useful idiots. You'll be the first ones they line up against the wall, and they'll silence you permanently after they've been done using you to put the rest of us in camps.
Well, look at the way, Tim, thanks for the call. Look at the way these people are constantly the ones projecting with their projection. They're constantly the ones saying, oh, you're a threat to democracy. Trump's a threat to democracy. You're the fascist. And yet look at what they are openly advocating here. Yeah, Fox News published this story yesterday. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Saturday that social media companies must moderate content on their platforms or else, quote, we lose total control. And Jonathan Turley was on Fox over the weekend, the constitutional law professor, and he was talking about what dangerous times we are in right now because of these attacks on the First Amendment and free speech. He made the point that when in our history have we seen total collusion between big business, big government, tech companies, et cetera, where all of them are in collusion together to silence you and interfere in our elections and so much more. Anyway, let me see. I have a soundbite here from Elon Musk. Elon Musk was at the Trump rally over the weekend here. Okay, let me see if I'm going to just play a portion of what he had to say about the First Amendment, because I do think that the First Amendment right now is becoming as big of an issue almost for Montana voters as the Second Amendment has historically been for Montana. In fact, I ran into a fellow veteran at the Montana Pro Rodeo Hall and Wall of Fame banquet on Saturday night, and he told me that. He said, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of people that First Amendment is becoming almost as much of a concern as the Second Amendment right now. Here's Elon Musk at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Free speech is the bedrock of democracy. And if people don't know what's going on, if they don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote? You must have free speech in order to have democracy. That's why it's the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America.
And, of course, we are a republic. The United States of America is a republic, and that difference matters. It's to prevent mob rule. All right, next up on the phone lines, let's see. We've got Jim in Billings. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, morning. We seem to be having a lot of problem with lying these days. There's always been lies, but this is getting ridiculous. You got the presidential Democrat candidate with Lester Holt. He's telling her, you never been to the southern border. I've been in the southern border. You never been to the southern border. Okay, I've never been to Europe either, but I don't understand the point he's trying to make. That's scary.
That was Kamala, yeah.
And then it's like the forefathers of this country were divinely inspired. I think they were brilliant. I'm surprised it's still holding together. But they came up with the oath of office that you, if you're going to go into elected office, you need to swear an oath that you will uphold the Constitution and defend the Constitution. But they didn't make a provision on how to enforce that. I think that's something that should be done because they're just lying their butts off. They're doing whatever they want.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, all you got to do is spend 90 seconds turning on your TV and the lies will start flowing very quickly, won't they? A listener in Lakeside sent us a message on the Montana Talks app earlier this morning. I didn't get the name, but they said this: a good name for all of Tester's lies and fake news. TNN, the Tester News Network, for all the lies and the fake news that you see on the TV. Also, Casey in Bozeman sent us a message. Aaron, it was so funny. I'm standing in front of the American Legion, Bozeman, Montana, when John Tester went by in the parade, the Bobcat Parade homecoming, and everybody booed him. It don't get no better than that. That's what Casey and Bozeman has to say. That's interesting on a couple of fronts. One, that shows how desperate John Tester is. He's finally actually showing up for big parades like that. I think that shows how desperate he is. He knows how far behind he is to where he's finally showing his face in public. But then, of course, he gets booed by everybody. KC, if you got videos, send it our way. Stu in Marion. Stu, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Well, you know, you guys have just covered a lot of bases of things that we need to be worried about here in America and here in the state of Montana. And I just want to tell you that today is the first day of early voting, and I just voted. I was about maybe the fifth or sixth in line this morning here in the Flathead. And so I just want to tell all Montanans, this is a chance right now, and I'm working in the elections this year here on November 7th in a month or 5th in a month. And I know for sure that you're filling this ballot out, and I know where it goes and where it sits until the day we count it, which is election day. So I just want to tell you, this may be the safety net for the state of Montana and for the United States right now in voting is vote early. Get all your friends and go down to your election office and vote. You can do it all the way across the state of Montana, as far as I know.
Well, and if you do that, not only do you free up your time to help, you know, get other folks out to vote as election day nears, but you also free up party resources and other organizational resources because, you know, these organizations can check who's turned out to vote, who hasn't turned out to vote. And if they're wasting their resources, you know, trying to get you to vote, if they know that you've already gotten the job done, then they can use their resources getting other folks out there to the polls. Hey, thanks for the call, Stu. Appreciate it. Let's see. Let's sneak in Bruce in Bozeman. Bruce, you got something quick for us before the break?
Yes, sir. I wanted to mention that I did actually see John Tester in the parade this past Saturday. And I thought it was funny because the old Mongo from Blazing Saddles pulls up on a bull. I was actually thinking that we would see John Tester on a bull instead of a John Deere tractor.
Were you in front of the American Legion? KC says Tester got booed pretty heavily there, so, but I haven't seen video myself.
No, I was actually in front of the Wells Fargo, and we want to talk about creepy Monica Trunnell walking by me, looking straight in my eyes. I could seriously say that
Mom? That's...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'll tell you what, Jeff and Polson, if you want, give us a call back in about 10 minutes, or you're welcome to stay on the phone lines here, and we'll get to you. We've also got phone lines open for the entire 9 o'clock hour, well, almost the entire 9 o'clock hour of the show today. We're going to wrap up the 9 o'clock hour with our friend Bozeman Rabbi Chaim Bruck, the Jewish rabbi in Bozeman. He's going to join us in about 1 hour because, of course, 1 year later, 1 year after the October 7th terrorist attacks in Israel, the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. In fact, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu is remembering this day 1 year later as a combination of their Pearl Harbor and their 9/11 all in one. We're going to talk with the rabbi in about 1 hour. But right now, we are joined by Ashley Smith Thomas, a political strategist and the founder and CEO of Freedoms Fund USA, a nonprofit to protect freedom and national security from threats that impact our future. Ashley, great to have you back with us here on Montana Talks. Appreciate your insight this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, it's one thought that came to mind earlier this morning was you know, I want to go back and look at some of the news stories, some of the things we were writing about and talking about, not just 1 year ago today, but within days, how these far-left protesters, and some in the Democrat Party, were already undermining Israel, already attacking Israel, already questioning Israel, and their response to the worst terrorist attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. And that's been like a repeated theme where we have seen our friends in Israel constantly be undermined by our own government and these far-left protesters here in America.
Absolutely, and I'm really glad that you brought that up, because the Pew Research Center had conducted a survey, and 64% of Americans actually stand in favor of the Jewish people, while 51% of Americans view the Israeli government unfavorably. And a lot of that, the reason why they view the government unfavorably is because, like you mentioned, these far-left activists are blaming Israel for what transpired, saying that Israel was the instigator behind the conflict between Hamas and Israel back on October 7th. And then now they're blaming Israel for doing what, you know, other governments should have done a long time ago, and that's eradicate the terrorism. So when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that he was going after Hamas, and rightfully so, because Israel has the right to defend itself, with that has come then a huge humanitarian crisis inside Gaza with the Palestinian people. And Hamas has used the Palestinian people as human shields, which that in itself is against laws of armed conflict and international human rights law. And so when you look at all of that, Israel gets the blame by the activists, and then you see the chanting and the cheering and then this radical just support, which is just mind-blowing, that we're seeing it inside the United States from these activists in support of Hamas and Palestine. And then they do their chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They're calling for the destruction of Israel. And so to see this increase of anti-Semitism inside the United States, particularly when the United States should be one of the most safest countries for the Jewish people to be in, to see that college students were afraid to walk to class on college campus was heartbreaking, because not only are we seeing the Jewish people attacked there in Israel, but then we're starting to see then this increase of anti-Semitism, very similar to what we saw back in 1938, 1939, that started to lead into Hitler's destruction of the Jewish people because of the propaganda and just the verbal and physical assault of the Jewish people. And so it's unfortunate that history really appears to be repeating itself.
Well, and the American people need to be reminded of this horrific atrocity that was committed by these Hamas terrorists. And by the way, the very Hamas that had the support, of you know, the majority of the people inside the Gaza Strip. And, you know, there were over 1,000 people, the innocent people that were slaughtered. And not just, you know, Israeli Jews. There were people from dozens of different countries. There were guest workers from Thailand who were slaughtered and or kidnapped. And there were babies that were slaughtered by these Hamas terrorists. There were entire families that were gunned down in their own homes. And then there were young women that were kidnapped, raped, murdered. And yet look at how much the media, even the left-wing media, tried to, you know, quickly steer the conversation in a different direction.
Oh, absolutely. And then there was even some conspiracies that what happened inside Israel wasn't even true, that Hamas never did that. I mean, to really see the spinning of what transpired, the fact that 1,200 people were slaughtered on October 7th, 2023, with 240 people kidnapped, including children held hostage, in which Hamas still hasn't released all the hostages. And so when you look at what has transpired, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking for the Jewish people, even inside our country, who have lost loved ones that day or who still have loved ones that are held hostage. But it also goes to, you know, looking at what has happened. Iran has funded these terrorist organizations. And, you know, I'm ready to see the nations rise up against Iran and hold Iran accountable, but I don't think that we'll ever see it, because what Iran does is they fund these proxy organizations such as Hamas, Hezbollah there in Lebanon, the Houthis there in Yemen, and they fund this terrorism so that then Iran then isn't to blame. But they create this terroristic activity by funding these terrorist organizations. And how else is Israel supposed to respond when they're being faced with threats from all sides? Then we watched last week Iran ended up firing 180 missiles into Israel as well, and has been aggressively calling for the destruction of Israel. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has the right to defend Israel, do what he can, and hopefully the United States will continue to support. But right now, this administration verbally says that they support Israel, but their actions are saying otherwise.
It's so outrageous to see what's going on. I remember, you know, a little over a year ago, we had these left-wing protesters in Missoula, Montana, for instance. And the guy leading these protests was this middle-aged son of one of the liberal professors. And, you know, and there were chants of "from the river to the sea," these anti-Semitic, you know, anti-Jewish chants that also took place there. Thankfully, the protests weren't as big on the UM campus in Montana as they had been at some of those other, you know, schools elsewhere across the country. But I just remember seeing this at the time. And this middle-aged son of the liberal professor would pretend, "Oh, no, we're just showing support for the people of Palestine. We're not showing support for the terrorists," as they would chant, you know, these anti-Semitic chants. But then I'm like, okay, well, if that truly is the case, then where were you to show support for the people of Israel after they faced what was their combined Pearl Harbor and 9/11 terrorist attack, the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust? Oh, you weren't compelled to take to the streets or do a show of solidarity with them. But boy, how quickly were you, you know, jumping up to do a show of solidarity for, you know, for the people who have put this terrorist government into place in the Gaza Strip?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I completely agree with you. And, you know, it's really unfortunate because you look at these college students on campus and the mass protesting, you know, that we saw earlier this year, and particularly, you know, seeing then these almost like Occupy protesters, right, where they start setting up camps on campuses. And it's just shocking to see that this is transpiring, that this is the view, particularly of the younger generation. But with that is also coming then political pressure to the Biden administration, because you see then, particularly in Michigan, when you have more of this strong Muslim voter base, how they are then threatening that they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris, because what they want in return is they want an immediate peace deal, and they want Gaza set free. They want the Palestinian people set free. But when you look at the landscape that's happening over in the Middle East, it speaks volumes, in my opinion, when you have actual some of these Middle Eastern countries that don't even want to get involved, but they don't even want to defend Palestine. And so they're letting just Israel do what they need to do. I appreciate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu actually taking a stand and having a backbone and calling these terrorists for what they are and doing what she can to eradicate these terrorist organizations. The United States should have done this a long time ago.
That's right.
When you look at Afghanistan,
we should have stood with Netanyahu from day one. And then yet here was Kamala Harris over the weekend. She couldn't, in this phony 60 Minutes interview, and she couldn't even call Prime Minister Netanyahu an ally. Absolutely outrageous. Ashley Smith-Thomas, short on time. I got to hit the hard break here, but greatly appreciate you joining us here this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll get back to your phone calls here after the break. Jeff in Polson standing by. Jeff, you'll be first up. And then let me see. I've got the 60 Minutes soundbite I'll play for you. Plus a couple more messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. But, yeah, let them fight the war, win the war, and then let's get President Trump to get us back on a path of peace worldwide, frankly.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I know your government tells you that they're going to take care of certain things for you. And I'm watching all of this unfold. I am stunned that they're telling you that everything's fine. Now, we talked to Governor DeSantis on this program and Governor Brian Kemp on this program. To their credit, they pre-positioned utility trucks and emergency supplies. Everyone knew a Cat 3, likely Cat 4 hurricane was coming. Joe and Kamala didn't do a thing because now we know they had given the money. They squandered it. They took it out of the FEMA fund to give to their unvetted illegal immigrants.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second, right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase utility and gas prices, and inflate costs on things you need to live? Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to GoldCo today to learn how precious metals could help you protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match and bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. Your retirement funds, income taxes, gas prices could all be affected. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by GoldCo.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
You need money very badly and have little collateral to secure a bank loan. I lend you money anyway and charge you a 20% interest rate. Many of us are perfectly comfortable making that kind of transaction illegal. There's a long history of doing so. In fact, there was a time centuries ago when any kind of money lending for interest was illegal. The urge to bring the hammer of law down on commercial transactions we don't like is a strong one. If we're all done by votes, we might outlaw trucks on city streets, chemicals transported on trains, candy bars, and cigarettes. Obviously, some of those are outlawed, or at least restricted in some places, which makes my point. But before we stretch this list to include even more unfavored industries, be they vacation rentals or scalping sports tickets, let me pose a question. Does the power of democracy extend to removing one's livelihood, especially if the product or service is bought and sold in full knowledge of what they are and what they'll cost? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sheehy.com to donate. Paid for by Sheehy Victory Committee.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I got a couple of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. Kim in Billings messaged us. Have you heard if there is going to be any trucks coming through Billings getting supplies to take to North Carolina? If so, please let us know where we can donate supplies or other items, since our administration has failed them. That was from Kim in Billings. Sandy in Billings messaged us as well. Sandy says, I have been made aware in the last several days that if all you do is watch TV, get your news from TV or read the Billings Gazette, you will believe that Homeland Security, FEMA, etc. are doing their jobs in the Hurricane Helene devastated zones in western North Carolina, Georgia, etc. But if you listen to talk radio, you look at social media on X, you find the opposite story. Sandy asks, these TV watchers, have these people just consumed the Kool-Aid with Jim Jones? Sandy, thanks for the message. Let's go to Jeff in Polson. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. On this anniversary, October 7th, for the Jewish people, doing a little retrospection back to our own 9/11 event on September 11th, 2001. And one of the things that came out of that was the creation of the Transportation Security Administration, that behemoth, that monolith that has, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people work for it. But that was supposed to keep us secure, because if you remember, airport security before then was contracted. We had contractors there, and allegedly those contractors had let us down by inadvertently letting terrorists into the country. Well, let's fast forward 23 years to the TSA, who now are on purpose letting prospective terrorists into the country. They have non-vetted people, people who are self-identified, that they can get on an app and identify themselves as a refugee and get a ticket to fly into the United States with no identification and fly anywhere. So we have traded a contractor system that had failed us, that we could have made better, for a government bureaucracy, a bloated, ineffective bureaucracy that lets prospective terrorists into the country on purpose.
Well, and speaking of Homeland Security, every time I go through TSA or I'm waiting there in an airport and you hear all the security prompts over the loudspeaker, I'm just sitting there thinking, wow, like, look at the lengths we've gone for security, for border security, for airport security, you name it, for years, for decades, just to see it all basically thrown down the drain as they've opened up the floodgates on our southern border, especially in just the last 3.5 years alone, allowing anybody into this country. And then, you know, we know that FEMA has given over $1 billion to illegal aliens and other so-called migrants here recently, but yet then they claim they don't have enough money for storm victims.
Yep. A little known factoid, Glacier Park International has a contractor security, and it works just as well as TSA, maybe even better. So I think it's time to get rid of the TSA and go back to the contractors doing the job. And as regarding voting, one of the little known things is that if you vote early, you stop getting campaign mailers from all the candidates. So if you want to
see the
mailbox.
From the smart ones anyway. Some people will still send you mailers because they forgot to check the list first. But, yeah, no, you're exactly right. A lot of that mail that crowds your mailbox, if you vote early, most of that will come to a halt because, again, why would they spend resources sending you fancy mailers if they've checked the voter rolls and they know you've already voted? Another great reminder there. Voting, also another reminder about Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This was a story that actually made the Montana media. No response from the Homeland Security Secretary when it comes to concerns about non-citizens voting in our elections. I'll get to that more coming up at the 9 o'clock hour as the phone lines remain open for you.
Democracy 24.
Vice President Kamala Harris highlighting abortion rights at a campaign event in suburban Atlanta.
When Donald Trump was president, he hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court. The Court of Thurgood and RBG. With the intention that they would overturn the protections of Roe v. Wade. And as he intended, they did.
Harris mentioned the deaths of two Georgia women who, according to a ProPublica investigation, were denied or delayed access to potentially life-saving medical procedures as a result of state abortion restrictions. Here's what the mother of one of those women told the vice president at the Unite for America 2024 forum hosted by Oprah Winfrey.
I want y'all to know Amber was not a statistic.
Abortion opponents insist voters should not blame deaths and injuries on laws restricting abortion, but on abortion itself. In Atlanta, John Hanseri, Fox News.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.